Message number 635. I will judge the living and the dead, and only those who are worthy can enter my kingdom. Monday, December 10, 2012 at 10:22 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, please tell all those who follow my teachings to remind themselves of my promise. I have made it clear that I will come again to salvage my kingdom. My second coming is awaited, and those who profess to know the truth which is contained in my Father's book will know that it does not contain untruths. I will come again as foretold, and this time is almost upon you. I will judge the living and the dead, and only those who are worthy can enter my kingdom. It has also been foretold that the evil one will prepare a war on earth to fight my Father for souls. This is a war he cannot win, and yet many of those who live their lives based on false promises believe that their earthly lives are all that matter. The deceit which has taken hold over many people will be their downfall. Oh, how I yearn for those souls to open their eyes to the truth in time before it is too late for them. My pain and anguish now as I envisage those poor deluded souls who will be lost to me has never been so intense. This is why victim souls, chosen souls, and those who are close to my Sacred Heart feel such pain right now. I suffer through them as the time approaches. All the plans by my Father to envelope his children and cover them with his seal of protection are in place. Every soul is being sought by him. The Holy Spirit is covering so many souls at this moment in history in order to entice them into my sacred arms. Please do not deny my promise. Except that my second coming will be witnessed by you of this generation. It is good news. My return will be the moment of my glorification, which will renew all those who love me, and they will begin a new life, a time of great splendor where they will rejoice in light and love. Please do not be frightened. I come with great love. I come with a great gift. You will be taken into your true home, and you will be united with your own family. All of God's children favored to enter this new glorious existence will become as one. Love will be everywhere. Peace, joy, laughter, companionship, wonders, and the adoration of God will be part of every moment. Death will not exist. Hatred will be dead. Evil will be banished. The whole of mankind will no longer suffer or experience pain or imperfection of any kind. This is my new paradise. The time for tears will be no more. Trust in me, my followers, for the pain and suffering you are experiencing is almost over. I know how you suffer because of the unjust regimes under which you must live. This is the final period, for the hand of my Father will now intervene. The world will change. The old will be cast away, and a new dawn will emerge in all God's glory when his power will reign as it is was meant to be since the creation of the world. Your beloved Jesus.